This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The state of California is in the process of adding a few local buildings to the National Historic Registry. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains why they're so important to our Central Coast history.
Three of the 18 properties being considered by the State Historical Resources Commission are on the Central Coast. And approval would mean
this property is worthy of preservation. It meets the requirements of the National Register. And now, local government, it's up to you to do with that information what you choose.
That's Jay Correa. He's a historian with the state and says the designation doesn't come with restrictions, but it puts cities on the map. Walk through the front doors of the Monday Club in San Luis Obispo and you'll notice the original hardwood floors and the loquat tree murals that line the main room. The clubhouse was designed in the 1920s by Julia Morgan, who was the first female licensed architect in California. Jennifer Alderman is a member of the club and says the building has maintained its purpose ever since, as a clubhouse for women in the community.
There are so few surviving women's clubs, and the fact that this women's club is still in existence, A, but in their original building, it's and going strong with a membership that's on the upswing, it's really highly unusual.
Its architecture is considered Spanish colonial revival, and so is that of the Santa Barbara Veterans Memorial Building, also up for consideration. Robert Uli is the county architect and says the building was first constructed as a dance hall for a nearby hotel, but that soon changed.
And then when the predecessor to Veterans Day was created and the county took ownership, it was converted from a dance hall to the Veterans Memorial Building.
The final Central Coast property on the list is the Paso Robles Almond Growers Association warehouse. It's now the home of Derby Winery, which is sort of appropriate because the area, which was once home to the booming almond industry, is now wine country. The warehouse was built in 1922 and changed ownership a few times. About 10 years ago, the community of Paso Robles urged the city council to deny a demolishment permit for the warehouse. Smart and Final owned it at the time and wanted to repurpose the space for a store. But the process forced the grocery chain to have the building historically evaluated, which leads us to the National Registry. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.